Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. Today we're going to learn how different cultures around the world celebrate the holiday season.
Aww.
Now pay attention.
Malakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
This is the world of scuba. Radio. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's Dude, Christmas. You are I'm hungover.
You know what?
Wow.
I'm out of it.
The world of boats and scuba.
I mean, I told
tanks.
You, my brain's not working today. I got
Obviously.
This, I kind of feel like I blacked out last night, let everyone down. You
Dude,
know, here
I,
we are.
Listen.
On our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza show, and I just feel bummed.
Dude.
What?
I thought about something.
What?
You don't have video.
No.
We know
no.
that.
Yeah.
What about audio?
Audio?
You brought your little MP3 player, right? Did you record anything? Did you ever hit record?
Oh, you know what?
Duh. Is there anything on there? Your MP3 player?
All right. Well, see, I got the auto files on my laptop here. Let me see. Actually, they're okay. Dated. Yeah, it shows.
There's something on there?
Let's just, I have no idea what this could be, but let's see what
Play
this
it.
Track is. All right. Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever Scuba Radio Christmas Lake Parade live at the Gomez Hilton. I'm Neil Watson, along with Captain Walt DeMartini.
Captain Walt is not here, man. It's Senor Gomez.
Okay, well, we have video monitors placed throughout the property, so everyone here can see the divers and all the underwater Christmas lights, floats, and such. They'll be passing through the canal right here in front of the Gomez Hilton.
Dive God, we have a problem. The video feed is down.
Great. I knew this would never work. Let's just go to Greg the Dive Master and Drunken Santa down below at the Gomez Hilton Speakeasy. Guys, no video, so you're going to have to describe what you see for everyone topside.
No worries, Dive God.
We'll take it from here.
Good, because I'm not getting paid for this shit, and I need a drink.
Greg Nag was a bad choice before taking on this gig.
Yeah, smells of rotten eggs and cabbage in here.
And booze.
However, I gotta say, I love the upgrade to the Gomez Hilton Speakeasy.
Oh, these smells of Christmas?
No, this underwater window into the canal. It's the perfect viewing for the first ever Scuba Radio Underwater Christmas Light Parade.
Out of all the boneheaded ideas you've had at Scuba Radio over the years.
Genius, right?
This is definitely one of them.
Okay, all right, look, the first underwater float is here. Focus.
Is that Casey the Tobacco Nut?
Why, yes it is, Drunken Santa, riding an underwater scooter covered in brown LED Christmas lights. Notice the bright red lights around the props?
Looks like he's riding a giant turd.
I think it's supposed to be a cigar.
Oh, that makes sense for ye old tobacco nut. Whoa, slow down, fat man.
He doesn't seem to have complete control over his underwater scooter.
Ah, what the f***?
And off to the abyss he goes, to where nobody knows.
And nobody cares.
Hey, look, here comes Vinny Two Tanks, diving red and green lighted doubles.
Since from our notes here, Greg, Vinny is not wearing a traditional wetsuit.
What?
But instead has his entire body covered in 1,627 white Christmas lights.
Actually, it's very comfortable.
Really?
Greg, look closely and you'll see one red light placed strategically over his very small dink.
Now that's funny.
Keep it moving. Nothing to see here. Literally.
Look, is that an underwater gingerbread house?
Why, yes it is, Greg. Look inside and you'll see the aqua gypsy Brittany Brown, downtown Brittany Brown, working up a special Christmas batch of hot honey.
You know what? It's a true technical marvel how they lit up the gumdrops, candy canes, and gingerbread walls of this underwater hot honey kitchen. It's beautiful.
Uh-oh.
Are those building materials edible?
Look at all the pretty fish.
The sergeant majors are acting like a school of piranha.
Oh, God. white sharks and iguanas, too.
It's a feeding frenzy.
Now this is a show.
Pick up the pace, Brittany.
Save the hot honey.
Not a lube.
Oh, hell yeah. Anywho, our next underwater float features the buddy team of Barry the Bugger and Jerry the Diver Guy.
That's right, Greg. They went all out and constructed the world's first clear submarine shaped as a moonshine mason jar.
Are they sitting on a giant candy cane with petals inside that thing?
Why, yes, they are, Greg. Bear and Jerry are powering all the lights and providing propulsion for their clear moonshine mason jar sub with pure buddy teamwork.
But why are they wearing mankinis?
Some things are better left unexplained.
Okay. They seem to be pedaling a lot faster, though. Are they being chased?
Why, yes, they are, Greg, by our old friend Gay Bigfoot. If you look closely, you'll see he's holding a sign that says, "I just want to cuddle."
Aw, that's cute.
Those three really know how to make their Yuletide gay.
Hey, here comes Santa in his sleigh.
Such a poser.
Instead of reindeer, we recruited 8 mermaids with Mermaid Kristen leading the way.
Nice brown nose, Kristen.
It's red. It just looks brown at depth. There, Santa.
Oh, it's a scuba thing. Right.
What the hell?
Who turned out all the lights?
Greetings, Earthlings. Who is responsible for this travesty?
That would be him.
Hey!
We were to rendezvous with 3 Eye Atlas, but your underwater lights have thrown off our course. Therefore, we must vaporize you now.
Wait, isn't there something we can do?
Well, I will say Jerry the Diver Guy has a pretty mouth.
Ooh, I can vouch for that.
Gay Bigfoot, what are you doing here?
Doesn't matter. Take old Jer. Violate him to save the planet.
What's going on?
Very well. Let the probing commence and we will spare humanity one last time.
Hey, Jerry and his mankini saves mankind.
Hey, baby. What's going down?
Relax, Earthling. You are next.
Can you zap our memory or something?
Yeah, I really don't want to remember this.
In the spirit of what you Earthlings call Christmas, your request shall be granted.
Whoa, what the hell?
That's why you don't remember it.
Oh my gosh, thank God.
But the aliens weren't smart enough to erase the audio.
Yeah, I don't know.
They probably didn't know you were recording.
Well, I didn't know I had recorded it, and I kind of wish we hadn't listened to that, because now we can't unhear it.
Wow.
That was a little disturbing, but... I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. At least we got it covered somewhat on the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza edition of the big show today. More coming up, whether
All right.
you want it or not.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.